pretty good.
And the Methodist preacher actually asked me then Monday. I said, "Preacher, where was you at yesterday?" So I'm at the post office. He said, I was at preaching. You ought to have been there. I said, "Well, when the ox is in the ditch, you got to get him out." I said, "It makes no difference about that." I said, "You didn't have to, you wasn't at preaching all day. I said, you could come hope that afternoon."
Yeah. Why? What do you ever get when you get hurricanes and storms out the ocean? Does it ever come in here in the form of tornadoes?
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Yeah. Tornadoes?
Yeah, tornadoes blow down barns, houses, and everything else that could begin. But that time we tore them shades down. But that Sunday we said 72 for dinner that Sunday.
72.
We had dinner down at the barn, and I don't know how many went home for them. They must have been over 100 on that work.
Really?
And they pulled, had them shades down, come back and pulled back where you could get under that Monday morning. And then the several come back Monday and hope.
It's real cooperation, huh?
Oh yeah, they come right in here.
How much does land around here, good farmland, cost an acre?
Well, it's pretty high now. It went up mighty in the last few years.
Uh-huh.
They just bought one place down here, boys. This last year, we've had at least 18 or 19 years. And they couldn't buy it, but it just got really good buy it. And they bought it, they paid $65,000 for that place, a little $200. I wouldn't have bought it, but I don't think I time like it is right now. And they, the shape they were in, all they had was paid for. You know, nobody had dined for nothing.
Well, sometimes they say that that's the way you have to beat inflation, is go into debt, especially in real estate. And by the time...
But they went ahead and bought it, I think they paid half of it or more than when they bought it. And they could quit right there. Went on pretty well. I got one boy said he's gonna quit in 3 years. That's the third one.
Well,
he says, "I just can't be worried with this labor no longer. He'll be 48 again."
Labor shortage is really bad.
And labor's got so aggravating there. It's aggravating, so they will run you crazy about it.
Well,
he done told he's working for the other man, been working for him. Of course, he's got his own places, too.
You can rent out your place?
That's what he's going to do. He said he's got enough cattle. He's got over 200 cattle on his place now. And he done told him he's going to build him a house. And then the next year, get him another man. Now, man, I'll look after that man 2 years for you. And then you can, I'll be out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to grow a little corn and look after my cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when a fellow can quit when he gets that age and can quit, it's time to quit.
Yes,
when he gets old, he can't walk about.
Mm-hmm.
You have to quit.
That's the way to do it.
When you have to quit, then you ain't no kind of problem.
It's hard on you, then.
Yeah. I couldn't quit.
In case you ever get back to Ohio, I sure hope you look me up.
Well, I don't know where I'll ever go up in there anymore or not. That's who I just can't, you know, get about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do much to ride and rambling about anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly have appreciated your hospitality. I have different sized voices. I was wondering if you would...